Okay, Rabosa, let's go. We have to go. We're discussing certain very significant matters, and before we pick up, which I said we're going to start today, Simon Shin Mem, Sif Yud Gimel, and Yud Aleph, those very lengthy Biur Halachas, I wanted to point out to you that the discussion that we had about the disposable diaper is found in the Sefer called Orchos Shabbos, page Shin Nun Ches, and they say the main issue of whether you're allowed to put it on, we're not discussing the Velcro, people now have Velcro, we discovered. I'm not sure if you're the Velcro as well, but it's not clear, but the other fellows, it was pretty clear it was Velcro, which I guess right now is standard, but in the olden days when it wasn't Velcro, they just quote very briefly, Rabbi Yoshev said it, he thinks it's awesome, I think I mentioned it already yesterday. They say Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said it's okay, Rabbi Vozin said it's okay, and Rabbi Nissen Karela said it's okay. So, you know, not bad. What is it, three against one? We can't measure these adults, they're all so great. But I just wanted to leave you know the who's who they found in the Sefer Ochel Shabbos. As far as the...
By which type of diaper?
Not the Velcro, Velcro's for sure. They're talking about the regular disposal, the ones that existed in my day, when they won't, where you put it on, there was no strip there. You know, when you pulled it off, you took some of the diaper with you. That's what that was. That's what they're fighting about. Other cases, we generally assume it's okay. Then, as far as the putting the zipper question we discussed yesterday.
Rabbi, what did they say about stage four? Those
three. Everyone, no one likes stage four.
No,
unless it's scotch. If it's scotch, then that's also okay. It's not considered to be anything. Stage four, for those who don't realize, you finish. You want to put the diaper in the garbage. You just want to tape it up to keep whatever liquid or other things over there to keep them better wrapped up. That they say it's a problem. I'm sure Mazalman probably matter that too. Because he was matter, you saw before, even he started, at first he said it's no good with the Rashi and Sukkalam and Gimelam and Beis with the Lulav. Then he said, well, maybe it's different for reasons which are not 100% clear. So maybe he would be matter that as well. As far as the zipper is concerned, so we yes, we will have some jokes. But those who do not like the hefter of shimush, which I like the hefter of shimush, not everyone agrees with it, then they have problems with the zipper on their pants. And I said that Rav Soloveitchik, at one point in time I was told had buttons on his pants for that reason. Okay, I don't know. I never had a chance to check it out yesterday. But if you like shimush, it's not much of a problem, unless the case was the rare case of putting your lining into your raincoat for the winter and taking it out for the summer. So I saw that discussion in a few places. Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, Perek Tezva Ha'ora, Reish Mem Vav. Shlomo Zalman says, like me, Baruch Hashem, that's okay. Against Shevet Alevi Chel Gimel Simon Nun Aleph. I normally would show all these things on the screen, but our screens are not working, so for now we're back to Torah Shabbat Peh.
Have an expert coming into the 25th.
The 25th? Okay. That's next week. We'll survive. Sorry?
Chele
Gimel Simen Nun Aleph. This again, this is what the, on that topic of the zippers.
He's Machmer?
He's Machmer.
So
he's
Machmer.
No, he's Machmer as far as the raincoat is concerned. Not disgusting. I think he holds from Shimush. The whole world holds from him. Otherwise, you have to buttons in your pants, which I don't think to. Fine. Interestingly, we discussed the question of taking things out of a staple, which I thought was a big problem. How can you do it? Because if stapling, so we were joking yesterday. Who's going to staple our shop? It's ridiculous. But much more common is unstapling. That's very common. You know, sometimes you get things in the mail on Shabbat. When I was growing up, we used to get something in the mail, and they were put together with staples. And you were curious, so what's we start taking? We didn't want to fold it, so look it like this, see what we can read, you know.
It's much more common. People order food for Shabbos. When they get it in a bag, they staple the bag close, that stuff doesn't come out, and they bring that home for, like, the food for their meals in the bag.
Right, so, lightning is a staple these days. So I thought it was a serious problem. I had no hefty for it, but I saw that Sefer Ochel Shabbos, Pei Shin Mem Ches, says, That was discussed yesterday. So the problem is that we saw already earlier that the permissibility of cutting near a knot is tied to what is the permissibility of unraveling the knot. You may recall that we saw that. So similarly over here too, permissibility, possibly, I'm saying definitively, possibly the permissibility of ripping, if you will, near the staple may depend upon the permissibility of undoing the staple. Maybe. That was kosher. And here we're talking about tofer and korea. It may not be the same, you're right, but it may be the same. His lumbus is as follows. Let me give you his lumbus, he said. What is between kosher and tofer? We said, kosher, you connect two separate things that retain the separate identity. Tofer, you make it into one. So therefore, I can argue, even when it comes to kosher, whose opposite is matir. So what is matir? You're disconnecting the two things. So therefore, just if you're not allowed to disconnect it by unraveling the knot, you may not be permitted to disconnect it by cutting right near the knot. Whereas as far as tofer is making the two things like sorted into one, then it's arguable that you're not allowed to undo it at that point. But if you do it somewhere else, maybe you remove it. That's what you wanted to say, right? More or less? Maybe?
Yeah,
I don't want to put words into your mouth.
I was more thinking about... I assumed it was tofer, but I was thinking, if you take, like, just were to take off the actual staple without tearing anything, that could seem to be, like...
Well, why is stapling tofer? Why? Because let's use the two pieces of paper, whatever they are, as material, and view the stapler as something which is attaching them together, and it goes in, around, and it's very tight, and it goes into two different things, so it's like considered like maybe like two trifas potentially. That's what we see. Everyone seemed to agree that the stapler was a problem of tofer. Even our champion, Alichos Shabbos, had so many coolers over here. I'll read you again one more time what he said.
Aren't they still two separate identities, your pages?
Let me just read. Let's go back. Chazara. Rambam says Medarek
is
told of Tofer.
Two different things that remain distinct.
You asked me a kasha. How can we say that Tofer means one thing, becomes one, but Medarek Niyaros is not one? That's an excellent question. That's a good question. The Aruch HaShulchan is the one who said, and Moshe agreed, the distinction between tofer and kosher is precisely that. That kosher is two separate things, and tofer is it comes to one thing. Now we already saw, you have to remind who, maybe the Nesiv Chaim or somebody said, he doesn't like the definition by kosher, because by Kshiras Urias, that's the case in the Gemara, where there's a possibility they should be considered one thing and still considered to be in the category of kosher. So he didn't like it on that side.
But that was the Havamina. We said
that was okay, but it wasn't fully rejected. Again, okay. There's back and forth on that. Yeah. It's nice, and the other way around. We shouldn't define tofer as becoming one because you're mad with the Yoros, so not necessarily one. That's also a good question. Why is Madbik Neyoros 1, the definition of Tofer, is that? Well, let's take a look, see if he discusses it in this book, this wonderful Sefer. He discusses it in fundamental definition. Let's see if I can find it here in the table of contents. It's an excellent question. It really is a very good question. The Aruch HaShulchan definition is correct. Begeder Melechas Tofer, Hachilik Bein Tofer LeKosher. This sounds on point. Reish Mem Aleph in this beautiful Sefer. See what he says. Hakosher matarosa b'chibur shikuni. I love this modern Hebrew. What is shikuni? What's the shorish of shikuni? Shochein, a neighbor. You have two neighbors. They're near each other. That they should be right. That's the definition. Ein matarosa la'achdam kemiksha achas. Where do you find the word mikshachas in Chumash? But a menorah, right? Mikshah, you can't just take, put, Rashi says, can they take, it's much, much easier that way, no? You take a piece, you know, it's almost chanukah, you talk about menorah. Take a piece here, put it together, much easier. No. You got one block, and you've got to chiseling out. That's 1,000 times harder. Oh, mikshach, fine. That's what he says. That tfira, ichud le mikshachas. You make one new thing, my jacket that I'm wearing. Right? That's the whole. Levatel chelke achim zelazet. So it's afshir afroda below kriya. You can rip my aruch hashulchan, right? We write a sentence in the aruch hashulchan. Of course, the question that you're asking is, what about marbikni oros? Let's see what he says. Hold on. Posel chavah with the Rambam is good. What about marbikni oros? Does he talk about it?
What's your problem with Madvig
Niyaros? The claim is made that Madvig Niyaros is not going to make them into one. Maybe it will be one. I don't know what Madvig Niyaros really means. What do you do? You took
them.
Huh?
Doesn't your glue and piece of paper together?
That's what I thought about.
So why is that not two separate?
That's what's bothering me. But maybe.
Why is that? What's the definition of one? I'm confused. What does it have to be in order to be
right? My jacket is one.
Well, Bir Alacha said it has to be a fire and kofar.
Let's take a look at Madbik Niyaros. Madbik.
I don't know
what you mean
by one entity. That's a very
vague term, and you're giving it very specific definition. Right. So the Aruch Hashulchan uses the term. You have to figure out the blanks. How to answer it. The questions are good, but I think the question is worth analyzing. Why is Madbik Niyaros a tofer according to this definition? I think it's a good question. I'm not saying there's no answer to the question.
But the difference between that and staple.
That's exactly what I'm here. Hold on a second. Slowly.
Okay.
We're going to go slowly. One second. Reish Chafzayin. Hold on. Let's go slow. One second. I read what he says. Okay, he discusses it. Page Resh Chav Zayin. Chashivas Melechas Tfira will be Ichud Achalok and Kemiksha Achas. Ashur Yitin Torah. Okay, Dima Rambam Madbik Lemelechas Tofer, Shekhen Gam Dibuk, Inyano, Chibur Mushlam, Umeuchad, Asher Nasim Miksha Achas Bechosek Behiduk. He said it's considered to be one. That's what he says. I mean, you can argue, but that's what he says. Yes, I'm sorry.
Wasn't the Aruch Hashulchan whole basis about how easy it is to undo it, does undoing it ruin it, or does undoing it simply just remove it?
So you wonder what his basis is?
You can't. If you try to take it off, you might rip the...
Yeah, you will. But I still thought that shouldn't be the only criterion. That is one criterion. Is it considered one or not considered one? But anyway, he bites the bullet and says, Matbik Niyaros is Miksha Achas. Now let's just take one more step as far as staples are concerned. Okay? Tofer, Lamates, he says on the same page. Maybe it's Tofer in the Torah. Kemet shu nitcha v'niyah v'nichval b'chozek. Kam is batel l'niyah u'mechaba v'chibur miskayen. It's only two tchifis. Also b'chozek, don't need a kesher. He calls the Chazanish, not Hashemot is there. It's like Tofer. Hachud nitcha u'mischaba madabim. He says, it's ke'ein tfira. Maybe it's even considered to be Doraisa. So I guess the definition of oneness, you know, I mean, it's, I don't know, definition of oneness is hard to come by, but he's considering this to be an issue of Topher as well, because obviously when you're stapling something, you have a single piece of paper. Actually, it's stapled. It's all stapled. They stapled three papers, they stapled 20 papers. If I took only one paper, this one, I go like this. I'm not chayev because it's only one. It's only one thing. The statement, the statement of two things together. Now the two things together, they're not one. They're three pieces of paper stapled in a corner. So why is this considered to be tofer?
At the place of
speaking, the staple itself. Yeah. So the staple itself is now stapled to three pieces of paper. And if it's stapled to one piece of paper,
I'm saying the papers themselves at the place where they're stapled are very tightly joined.
I mean, so the fact that it's joined here is good enough. Yeah. It's not joined anywhere else.
Isn't that true by all tofer? I have my cuff of my sleeve is sewn onto my shirt. It's only sewn on in one spot. It's over here. It's not.
I hear what you're saying. Okay, good. I accept it. Okay? So it's one over here, it's one.
I mean, you wouldn't say you have your cuff and your shirt. Here you have two different pieces of papers that make up a packet. You don't have, this is my cuff, this is my sleeve, this is my body and my shirt. No, you have one shirt. We're trying to get two different questions at once.
It's unclear.
It's unclear.
The issue of Mikshahat, whether it's considered Mikshahat is whether it has a halal shame of two separate things. I agree with you, that's harder to define.
Yes,
but then if it's not really connected, because we'll make that one spot,
the truth is, not so good, I probably, with a little effort, can undo the staple without ruining anything. So that's another problem. So we said, if that's the definition of ruining it, but I glue it together, it's glued together. But in his case, I could probably just undo it. Yeah.
But isn't that true by a lot of tefillah also? Like all the discussion we saw about these shirts that they used to unsew and resew the sleeves every day.
It's
not ruining the shirt.
Obviously. So that's a good question. So. But I'm just ready to roll their offer shulman to all this stuff. That's one of his criteria. You have to say it's not the only criteria. When it's a gray area, you're not sure it's kosher or tofer, you call it tofer, but it could be neither. Let me phrase it that way. When it's going to be usher, you want to put it into one bucket, the bucket of tofer, the bucket of kosher, that's when this criterion comes in. This is neither, for reasons which we gave, shimush or other things. Maybe that's the answer to your question. Kitzer, we have to think about it some more. But these are fundamental questions. So again, bottom line is, the same as he says, you would not staple it. I imagine you're going to say, in Korea, you may not unstaple it. Hold on to you.
And in terms of the bag, could it potentially have the head there of Beis HaTzavar?
Hold on. Be patient. I just want to see what he says about it. Let's see if he talks about it. Mm-hmm. Taught me to find it right away. The long table of contents. Unstable. I'm talking about the unstabling things. Look at the back on the madbeg or something. Mahadek. It's called Mahadek. Mahadek and ear, tof. He only has like tof. I don't see him talking about it. They're undoing it. So he said over here, again, back to the page we started with. Reish Tzadi Gimel. That's where we started. That's where he, even though he has many coolers, this was the limit. He said you can't do it. And then he said, well, if he's there, she's there. She'll host her mahatkin mitoch adapim afil ba'at. Can she's there? She'll host her tabios of simichal kobes hamuhuda gagabe beget makwas isa korea. That's the hard part for us. We're not going to do staples on Shabbos. The question is, you unstaple something which is attached to your garment, the physical thing of this nature. So he ended up being with an issue over here. So I looked up the Aruch Shabbos, page Shin Memches, Sameach, makes us happier. By saying, maybe there's a heter, maybe there's a cooler. What's the cooler? You may remember, start again. Open your Mishnah Berurah. This has been seen it five times, but it's always six times better. Shin Yud Zayin, Siv Chav Aleph. Here we go. Shulchan Aruch says, "Matirin beis atzavar." So you meant before, the kesher shekshara koves she'eno kesher shel kayom. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chafal. She'eno also this guy named Rakachi kachenel balabayis lebeso. That's the levush. And the Taz is machmir, but this fact that the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz only as a yesh machmirim seems to indicate that he wants a paskin like the Levush against the Alter Rebbe. The bottom it says the Alter Rebbe paskin like the Taz, but most paskin paskin like the Levush. And now they apply over here too. Why? They send me a food package, a newspaper, a magazine, whatever they send me, which is stapled together. It's obviously only stapled together until it comes to my house. Until it gets to my house, I open it up to read the paper or to eat the food. Yes.
And if the staple is topher, then aren't we machmir for the riba?
That's a question. Not necessarily. We thought we're not machmir for the riba. So we pass the mikra then, like the Rabbeinu Yoel. That's a machlokus Rashi in Rabbeinu Tam. And even though we are machmir simin shin mem with the shirt with the sleeves, so we thought the right answer was his answer. There you can get out of this, you can get out of the shirt without undoing it. Here you really can't get the food without unstapling it. Again, I'm assuming, maybe right or wrong, that cutting it near the staple will depend on the halacha of the staple itself. The same as we saw when it comes to the knot. Slicing the thread near the knot is as us or as mutter is unraveling the knot, as we saw. Rabbi Yerucham, I think, said that. I would apply it over here as well, although your svara may be correct, maybe Tovah is different. Maybe. I don't know if you meant my svara. Well, that was the svara that I said based on what you said. Maybe has validity. Maybe. Gotta think it through. Okay. If that's the case, even aside from the hetter which we see over here in Och HaShabbos, Pesach Sameach, the other possible hetter is, don't unstaple it, just rip it near the staple. It's called Psikas Talish. We saw that concept already yesterday. That may be better. It's a very good, I got to think that through. Okay. We haven't even gotten started today shiur yet. This is all Shariah from yesterday. Okay. Shariah were also important. Then I saw something fascinating in the Rosh HaShabbos page, Shin Mem Zayin. He discussed the following situation. Rabosa, you ever see people have on their jackets, on their lapels, they'll put in a sign that I belong to a certain organization or something like that, you know, I belong to the
A pin.
Which says that I belong to Bnei Akiva. So what, they still have those pins? There's certain organizations that belong to NCSY, maybe. I don't know what they have, you know, these things. Is that an Isra of Tofer? Because you're using a pin. Korban Asanel says you use a pin, it's a problem. So he writes on that page, no. Even according to the Korban Asanel, it's not a problem. Not a problem. Even if it goes in and out to get, make sure it goes two tripas, it's still mutter. Why? Why? In his words, you're not putting the needle into two pieces of material, like with a diaper. A diaper, the old cloth diapers, they're two sides, right? Want to put two sides together to keep the diaper. Here, it's going into the. It's going in. It's the same piece. You're told for a davar tofer, a bishlach a bishul. What do you? The fact that it's going in once or twice into my jacket is irrelevant. It's only one piece. And as far as the pin itself is concerned, he says even the korban asana would agree that's not a problem. Pin itself. He wasn't worried about the pin itself. He said, you can't put a machat when the machat is holding two pieces of cloth together. Here it's only one piece of cloth. You're not going to consider the you're over on Tovah because the pin is there. That's not. I think what he means, therefore, is if you take a stapler and staple one piece of paper, it's also not a problem. He's only got two pieces of paper. That's the same. Adkan, my hosavas from today's shir. From yesterday's year, after looking beautiful, said to go to the Oroch of Shabbos, now I'm ready to start today's year.
Isn't the diaper one cloth?
No, two sides of the cloth. No, that's different. Here's this. Yeah.
The needle part of the pin, is it sewing together the jacket and the top and the
tachshit
part of the pin?
Right. He says no. He says the tachshit is. I mean, it's further tachshit, this could even be loose. It's better a little later on. You have to put the tachshit smack against it. It could even, you know, be
tachshit on the pin. It's not like
whatever it is. I'm not an expert in these kind of things. I don't wear them.
The shirt sleeve was also loose. It's connected at one point.
Not the same. Let's open. I want to talk today's shiur today. No, not tomorrow. So Thursday is no shiur, I'll say. Sunday Rishi. I want to say there shouldn't no diyukim here. Okay, just letting you know. Gotta go over the schedule again. Shin Mem Sif Yud Gimel. Let's get right to it. It's be halachas are mamish, humongous. Ain shoven acheres ve koren aniyav neshu who can mitaken kli. Look on the side. It says Rambam Perek Chav Gimel Halacha Vav. Now Rambam is in Chav Gimel are all what? Rabbanon. Rabbanon. And even the lash kim mitaken kli. So the Rabbanon. That's clear as day. So the Rabbanon. Fine. Of course, the question becomes based on Gemara Mefurshe Gemara Beta Lamed Beis and Beis, quoted by the Vilna Gaon. Mefurshe Gemara. So let's take a look at that. We'll go slowly. The first Pialocha, ain't shogun. Okay? You gotta go slow. Siv Sev, a Samach Lo, with Toshan a Rambam. With Dwar, with Siv Sev, no baby mash, and then with Beis, and then with Beis, and with Beis. Hatam the Mashu Le Mona. With the Chol of Yamash, and Muchach, with Siv Hav, Samach. The Korea, and that's the Tak and Chayrish and Korea. That's what he thinks. He's gonna prove it next to us. Obviously, there are great people who disagree with him. See, the Amunas, lit for Davka. Okay, but he's assuming what he said the next Sif. Amailo Nomer is Amish in Korea. Vyoj. Lashna Rambam, Mashadu de Rabbana. Sheklolo Shadun Old Kamad Ram Shadu de Rabbana. The whole parent is Rabbana. So Mahayo Amish in Korea, but he said the Raisa. Remus for Kik Shekane, Bepreem the Gardim, Mishbishal Zov, Sinkot Vov, Vinisha Bekushia. He got stuck. What an unusual phrase in the Holy Bialach. Echad min achronim? What, are you afraid to say who it is? Who is it? Shulchan Aruch HaRav. We're afraid the Chabad is going to come attack him. He quotes Shulchan HaRav at every page and he argues him 100 times. Why do you have a funny lashon? It's on the bottom. I have the Mishnah Berurah, if you have mine, with that, it's on the bottom. Likud Devei HaRav. So I read it to you verbatim. On the bottom they say it's Shulchan Aruch HaRav Shin Mem Sif Yudayin in parentheses, quote Ava B'Shem Korea Ein Yisr Elek Kisha Korea U'marfid Gufim Rabim Shin Yishabu Kigod Korea Beged Ha'org Michutim Harbe Ava L'Anir Shul Guf Echot Ein B'Psikoso Michintucha B'Shem Korea U'mitam Zemut L'Krua Or Shal P'Yachobis Or P'Yachobis. We already saw in the Mishnah Berurah much earlier, he quoted that din, or I think it's a Tosefta, right? We saw it in the Tosefta. You can see it quoted over here, Abosai again. Shin Yud Dalet, keep one hand here. Shin Yud Dalet, Sif Kotten Chof Hei. He says, Umuto Gamken the Crow, or Mea Piachava Shayayim. Vashi Chavas Zinuk Pirish Ken Marzeh. Tosef the Perek Yudzayin Alachates says Alta Rebbe. I know why it's Mutter. There's no Kriya Ba'or. There's no Kriya Ba'Niyar. Because Or and Niyar are organically one. It's one skin. The Niyar of old Rebosai, they took like leaves, big leaves, and they made it into paper. So it came in Shishas and made Brachas. It came as one, like the skin of an animal. You didn't put it together. If you ripped your shirt, your jacket, that was put together by human hands. You undo it. That's called Korea. But a leaf or a piece of skin, that's considered one from the very beginning of time. It's not called Korea. So writes the Alter Rebbe. I don't know why they mentioned that. To me, it's still a mystery why they mentioned my name. He said, you argue with him. He said, you're not arguing with him. He didn't throw rocks. Okay, fine. It's further. Mashua Zegman Achron. Lotzim is at the Loshak Creek and Bedava Nitba of Nerbe, which in the time of Goof and Rav gave it to Shaber be Reis. I love Bedava, should be Goof Ekama or Benir. Zeno. The Mavur be Rishami Behedja, the Be'or Shayak Amkin Kriya. Ukvarata Loba Ken Nishmas Odom Kavtes Beis, Bedocha Ze Mikoach Rishami Aze. Stop, full stop. I'd love to show it to you, but I'm not functioning. I'll read it to you. I bought it by Chayotim today. I have to bring everything in. Now that I have to go to read it to you in Shia. Torah Shaval Peh. I read you the words of the Nishmas Adam. It's Chav Tes Beis. Every word counts. You'll see it in a minute why. Watch. says as follows. Lo nikra korea ala bedavar sheneschaba ala arigo tfira bebegev or ala devik mefark niyara tzvukin chayva shen korea ala shekem beniya. Why? V'efshar de niya bizmaneyem shahoyu me'asovim lo shaya kriya v'tzarachir. In the olden days, the paper was made like one long leaf, that's what I assume. What he implies is, how is paper made today, gentlemen? They take papers crushed up and put together. So today's paper, the Alter Rebbe's Hefter, wouldn't work. Even a real Chabad Chosid cannot rip paper today based on the Rebbe.
What's the
Hefter? Hefter was, it was one unit. Was not put together by human hands. It's one natural unit. The Kodesh Baruch put it together.
You could have two different natural units that you put. Then you have
slowly. Wait a minute. The Rambam, Hamadvik Niyoros Oros Tofer V'Chayim, V'Farek Niyoros Tavukim, Chayim Shem Korea. Is it in the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch. Let's read it in the Shulchan Aruch. Can we read it together? Who pays attention to every word in the Rambam? Rabbeinu Chayyot does. You and I just go right over it as if nothing happened. Because that's why we are we and he is he. Let's be honest. Read it, yeah, it's a few dollars in the Rambam. Hamadbik, Hamadabek, Nioros, O'oros, Bekolon, Shol, Sofim, Bechayotibo, who has told us Tofer, Bechayot. Kanem Mefarek, Nioros, Tavukim, O'oros, Tavukim, Leskavim, Lekakal, Bavad, told us Korea, Bechayot. Okay, so he has a complete equation of near and or. Let's take a look in the Rambam, Perek Yudalach Yud Aleph. Open up your own Rambam, no problem. We have, hope it's here. We have the Mishpat HaMoleh. There's no screen. It comes in very handy. Page Ches in Mishpat HaMoleh. Look at the words. Hamadvik, he says it's a verbatim quote of the Rambam. Yud Yud Aleph. So I'm not sure what the Chayyim is saying. I mean, look, but it's verbatim. He said over here, it's a different text. Unless I'm misunderstanding it. He writes over here. Rambam says, Madvik Niyoros Oros the Tofer, Mefarek Niyoros Tzvukim, Korea. With his kid, the Tofer Oros, for his kid, the Korea, you have a Frank Rama? Just read it to me. You did out. Read me the part of Korea. Keep going. Yeah, there must be a different text in Rama. Look at Sheet in the Skull on the side, see if there's any different text. He claims over here that the Rama by Tofer mentions both. But by Korea, he doesn't mention Oros. Is there a different text? Majd of Oros or Shak Korea. Our base Yosef Hesik, both. And that's our text in the Rambam too. Now here's the key. Listen carefully, please. V'chein Muchach B'Yerushalmi Dav Kuf. I don't know what Dav Shalmi they had, Dav Kuf. We don't have the unified pagination in Yerushalmi that we have in the Bavli. Okay? Omar. Kriya ba'oros b'sakin chotech b'beged b'levodin. And there's another Yerushalmi which I saw quoted, which is that kriya is oros because they're soft as opposed to something which is hard. That's a different Yerushalmi. So in any way, you see Clark and Yerushalmi as a chiyuv of kriya when it comes to or. So at first glance, the Bialach is completely correct in saying what he says. Now wait a second.
Whoa, slow.
Before you even get to your point. I always took this as Peres Emes. The Rebbe was the Rebbe, but it's not Moshe Rabbeinu. So if it's against Yerushalmi, that's it. Think, okay, Lubavitch, we're going to come to the defense of Lubavitch. Lubavitches, no. Rise to the defense of Lubavitch, Rebbe. Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos. not from the school of Lubavitch, not bad to my knowledge. I know he's very close to Rabbi Yosef. And he's coming to defend the Rebbe, and he's going to deny the fact that the Nishmas Adam ever rejected the Rebbe's premise. As you read it more carefully. Yes, sir. Page.
That paper today is different.
That's Chumra for sure is true. That the old time paper or leather, which is one piece organically, that there's a Tzad L'Hakel, he's going to say there's a Tzad L'Hakel. It's not against the Yerushalmi, and the Chayot never backed out. Page Tzadi Vov. Kriyas Yesh Omim. She'ein isu b'kriyas ni'aras v'oras al v'bakom tibukon. V'yesh chokin. She'b'chol ofen yesh bo mishim korea. V'yir alocha. V'tzarachim. Look on the Makoros. He quotes the Alter Rebbe. He quotes the Chaye Adam who suggests it that way. Korea ni'aras d'vukin. What does it mean ni'aras d'vukin? When you rip and thereby separate two pieces of paper which are glued together. But if you rip the middle of a piece of leather, there's no key of Korea, as the Alter Rebbe said, based on the Tosefta. And it says in Beitza, in Koronis Anir Litzva Beitza, excuse me, Litzva Maliach, it's only Kimitake and Mona. We saw Shin Shin Menu Gimel. That's Mishum Korea. Why? Kema de Kriya Mokam Adibum Rakbe Etzim Anior. That's exactly what the Rebbe said. I claim that the Bialocha, the Shasana backed out against Yerushalmi. He says, Divi Rabbeinu means the Halagot Bialocha. Tsarachim, Tuva. Nishmas Adam holds that way. And he holds it with the Dina. That's what's the Raisa. That's when Medabek HaKfalim La'adodi. He's talking about Pichosh, not for now. He said, Bor L'ma'ayin Shom, V'kam Nochot Lo B'svara, U'medu Yekhet Deblosh N'Rama M'Meshulchan Aruch. He likes the Rebbe. If you read the Lashon, I'll read it one more time. I read it three times, but I'm not sure he's right. But he may be right. You know, I'm so used to living with the Bi'al Lacha, I'm going to check up on it. And a cursory, superficial checkup says that he's right. But look at it again, I'm not sure he's right. I'd love to show it to you, but I'll just read it to you again. You look it up yourself later on. Nishmas Adam, Klal Choftes, Sif Cotton Base. Why is Nochi of Korea in this situation of ripping paper? He suggests this for her. The Schaba de Arigo Tfira Bebegat or the Devik. Yeah. The idea was not that way. It came from a leaf. No Kriya. That's what he says. Does he ever back out for it? He goes to Rambam. Amad Bik Nioros or Oros is Tova Bechayev the Frag Nioros Mishavuka Mishkanash from Korea. Go to Yerushalmi. Kriya Bioros. Yeah. He says, Nirali, Shimkara, Hecha, Shemeduba, Kakfolim, the folds, La Dodi, Adea Chosen. Is there mamish din and mefarak niyoros to chayav l'ramba? But that's only if you're ripping at where the glue was. Where the glue was. If you rip the paper in the middle, who said ever backed out? glued papers together. You rip apart the point of the glue. Other than that, you know, goes up psikas tolish, etc., etc. Kitzer, they never backed out.
The old paper you're talking about? Talking about the old kind of paper before?
Yeah, the old kind of paper. Today's paper is for sure a problem. That's why I saw the Hilichos Shabbos says that, and I saw it somewhere else as well. Our paper is pulverized and put together. It's not an organic unit from Shesh Vibrations, and therefore even the Rebbe will agree that's a problem of Korea. Yes?
How do we explain how the Rebbe learns the Yerushalmi?
It's true, there is a concept of Korea by Oros. But the Oros are glued together and you take them apart. Not
two
one piece of Oros.
Two different pieces?
Yeah, two pieces. Three sets. That's what he says, Pshat. That's what he says, Pshat. Okay, that's what he says. I thought about it. I think he's probably right. So back to the Be'alokha. Rabosa, we keep getting set back. Rabosa, she is halfway through. We didn't even really start the Be'alokha's own teretz yet. Okay, now we start. And it's going to be a Chiddush Nifla. Nifla, Venera. Too big of a Chiddush. But Lula de Mistapina, if I wasn't afraid, you know, so others will say you should have been afraid, you shouldn't have said it. But he said it anyway. Amina Avamin Dava Khorish present. He agrees himself as a Dava Khorish. Lo Shayach Shem Korea Manasataka Kiim, Sha Korea is a Dava Biemta, who Tarak the Tikut Shneem, Ken Shahba Mishkan, Shiria Shadava Badana Korn Bobatofanosa, Shabanat Alabates, Shakriya Hoysa the Tarak Tawas Koleria. Kemasha Oshab Bishabat Kopei, of the Ki Kista. What's this Ovid Ki Kista? Was it open your Gemara? It's the top three words on Kuf Pei Amid Beis. Give a look. What is referring to? The first one's on the page. The Avda Ki Kista. What in the world is going on? What's this mean? It says, Korea Matadit Vashtet Firus, Heki Mashkakasla. Ovid Kikista. Says Rashi Ovda Abeged Kikista. Holechasu miskapeles. Shein Abeged Shover. Ubolet bebeged kemin kis. Betzorach lekroa Abeged lemata. Umolel lefonov. There's two different changes of gears here. Vatfira misyashemis. Umolel lefnim. Va'tfira misyashemis. Whatever it means. Bottom line, in that kind of a situation, it's a tikkun for all parts. The pocket, for the garment itself, whatever it may be. Back now to the brilla. Ukshekorea b'chamoso. Rabosai, that's on the same dot. Remember the Gemara? You're open to it anyway, give a look. Moses says over here after the Mishnah. Hakorea bechamaso ve'evlo v'ameso chayav. Nu, how is that mataka in the whole garment? Zok tehele gabi alocha. Have a ki'ilu. Oh, yeah, this killed. Ki'ilu is a yibatsa ki'ilu. Ki'ilu is always a prop ki'ilu. Ki'ilu mataka in kol guf ha-beged. What does that mean? We'll even put it aside for the moment. Mashenking korea is a dover me ha-beged. Minatzan, the kavanosal attacken v'zeh es abeged shaya oruch o mekul kol v'sposo v'achaticha nekras lo yitukon v'zeh klal. It fixes up one side, not the other side. Lo shayach v'zeh shem korea minas attacken kim shem achem v'taken mona shum v'taken v'zeh es abeged makbid v'chatech, not for now. V'toli adabar v'atikun im hu tikun gomor. Chayim Hashem Makam Bepatish. The Gom Makliol Abeged. The name of Tikkun Gomor, like in our case, who made the God of the Rabbanon, Minyanei Shikora, Ezech Atikas Nia, Midav Sholem, Kedel Shtamesh Bo, Ezo Dervar Ma, Uvadav Shenikra Mimeno Ania Azeh, Eno Metakno Klal, Vyashu the Mekalkalo Gamke, we'll see you soon. Ein de Bechlal Korea Maas Tatakein, the Toli Adova Rak Lafita Tikkun, Shenasa, Bechatikha Sanir Shechotcho, Usvila the Rambam, The mashama shabbi gemara, the mashma le mona, nirek ibatakin kli, the lab kli gamawa there, aydezeb, chen klolo bi rabbam, bidin bidin bichos mid rabbanam, im korea biniyo le kama kuroim, fitzor le chalecha mid shamaj bo, hu chaya, hu korea amanas le takin, hu smach le mashu kasavnu, moit koncha beiz, ichsez le malachim, vayachzen bibgola vikorem le shnayim kuroim, in mash mash nem ne kvayik rein any other shahu lishnai mash de stam kara hu lishnai velo shiyik ve ez khatikh men atsa ve yashlikha ve isha beger al makoma I quote with one second of Yishalmi. What does it say in Yishalmi? Hayno kriya mechituch, kriya beemtza, chituch menatzad. Udvareinu achi beusho, the kriya in olek she'beemtza that she tuknu ayidei kriya shnei atzdodim kmo she'be mishkan the canal chituch is even menatzad. This quote is Yishalmi not for now. Okay, could be he's honest. The last narrow line, maybe Yishalmi is urcha the milsa nokat shnayim kroim lav davka kavanosu b'mashama kriya beemtza ayin olek etzul sfosol lechomim yev sher elo ayidei chituch. Fine. All that we said until now is coming what? To explain the Gemara Beitza. The Mashri Limona. V'lo Okamashim Korea. Called the Rambam. A Poseach Beis Hatzavar. Gamkein Yisur Mishim Korea. And why is that? Why is that? Why is it Korea? Explain why. It's good for both sides. Guys, I may have a conference. In the factory, I assume they made a big thing, 24 by 24, whatever it is. Then they cut out a hole. They took the material from the hole. They probably used it for something else. I don't know what they do with it. It was good for that piece? No! It was only good for the Arba Kampus Begadash, that's where I'm wearing at this moment. It's also not good for both sides.
Is that
Korea? Oh, yes. It's Magal Patish. Oh, if it's Magal Patish, then it's no problem. Let's not go back to the Geloch. Exactly the point. Let's go slow. Shita Saramban, the Pesebe Tetzaver, Kamke Yisru Mishim Korea. So he said what he said. But how did it help? Why am I talking of the piece that was punched out from the middle of the garment? I don't get it yet. Let's go a little further.
Why?
The Rambam never said it's Mishum Korea. He's assuming. Why are you assuming it's from Korea? Why? It's in Perek Yud. Because Korea. It's not a bad assumption. That a Chazanish suggested that maybe it just happens to be there, but it's not really Korea. It's really Makabah Pash. But that's, the Briskers would not be happy with that kind of an answer. They hold the Rambam's order is the Hapsley. You can't, nothing is by, just could it happens to be a Korea. There's no happenstance in Rambam if you're a Brisker. Right. Avalashitas Rashi, Shom. The Gam came Yishim Mashvele Mona. Look at that Memches. Hanagosh Kosav, the Bialocha Le Kamei. The last, this is the first Bialocha in this whole series. How many Bialochas are there together? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6. There are 6 bialochas in these 2 sifrim. He's referring to the next to the last one. I think the longest of all. Even longer than this one. This is the second longest we're reading right now. We have so much to do yet. We got to learn every word of this Kodesh Kedoshim. Chofetz Chaim. Okay? Now what you say? The time which the Chazal of the Kamei, the Sfirle, the Choldova, Shatikun, Midker, Techef, Beisakriya, Gufa, Lo Shag was that Shem Korea Cloud came no Kriyosa. This part, I like this one. The Toot Studden is rejected by many, many people. They don't understand that. But this piece, if it's immediate fix, it's not called Korea. Korea for Kerr. Korea is a negative malacha. Korea Manas Litpar. You're doing the negative now, but you're building up the second later on. But if it's a fix right now, it may not be considered Korea. Im Cain, Hochanabi, the Sforza Gemora, the Mashu Le Mona, the Kriyoso, Al Cain Lo Shech, Vzeh Shem Korea Klal. V'lekach lo yochal ha-gemara lo la'atam v'shem Korea. It's a quick fix. It's fixed right away. Can't be called Korea. Korea, by definition, has an element of kilkul. You have no kilkul there whatsoever. It's immediate for good use. That's why it's not Korea in that case. V'yochal lios. So the Rashi yesh b'zeh yisod ha-raich ha-shem makab b'patish. Daf mem ches. There Rashi says, mash v'demona v'bir Rashi v'hedya v'chiyuva m'shem makab b'patish. Maybe we'll hold this to a rice. End the brackets. But tzachi in tzas, the milosh and the Rambam, no mashmachi. What do you mean? Forget the, skip the brackets. The brackets are a distraction. Where the brackets open? I lost it.
He's going back on the two sides. From seven and from top.
Hold on, no. Uktasiyu, that's
where it started, the bracket.
No, but there's a close bracket after that.
It closes right
here. Oh, that's a close within a close. Yeah. That's a bracket within a bracket. Oh, I didn't count that part. Okay. Supposed to have parentheses in brackets, but I was taught that in grade school. Still true? So he has brackets in brackets. I guess in Rodden, they didn't have these niceties. So it starts all the way on top. Uktasiyu. Okay, so he's going on idea. You need what? Kriya to be attacked in both stodim. A long bracket. One right from the Rishami rejected. Forget it. After all the brackets are done, what does he say? Vitzarachi and tzas. But this is so. To be lashna ramlo mashmachi. Then you need to be attacked on both sides. Why not? Because of b'din yud that korea lahavsid. Spread your lacha yud. Lahavsid potter. Neshul mekalkel, mashma dafka lahavsid. Avol bezeh, our case, sheyesh tikkun beezer tzad chayov. So in our case, should be chayov. It's you take a piece of paper off a roll of paper, so the one that you take off is now usable to wipe something. Yeshitchos, tzeh chaticha shekor hu mashlicha. You're ripping it, you're throwing it away. Alkein b'chlal ha'hafsidu. Wait a second, but you're using it first. You're not some nut. You're not ripping it up to throw it right into the garbage. But you're not throwing the garbage. V'dun mele ma'ashkot raman perek aleph halacha yizayim b'chop v'gumo v'etzorel l'afra t'potem mishum d'kavanos of the kalkel o the after yesh ha'anoa me'ha'ofar. You want the offer, you need the offer for whatever you need it. It's still considered to be what? L'kalkel. Akoponim leyin shasias aguma gufa rigi kavanas of the kalkel. How can I be your name? In a chaticha shemashlicha lahoretz mekalkel gomuru. What is he saying? It's a kash against me. Kawel ahavs is potem is kalkel. Same eye teretz, that you need both sides. So maybe it means the same thing. You throw out the other side. He's going to throw it out. That's what's called a makalka. No. Rabbi Peregal Allah Chazayin. Chosal aner v'nezem v'chaba apsila chayev. Af al gav v'kibu y'b'l'chlau soser v'makalka af lamal v'beis. Filohochi chayev shun d'metakein v'zeh es aner mashma d'chora ha'epach t'vareinu. What do you mean Hepech Tvareinu? What do you mean Hepech Tvareinu? What do you mean? What's Tvareinu? For Korea, it's only if you are enjoying both sides. Is he talking about Korea over here? Right. Bafilu Noma Darambam Tzovet the Ksvaras of Hosein Amu Hashem Barashi Lama Alpha Base. When Mikri calls the other day, so some as little as Mukomo, should be rather the elder beer aloha. I'll call upon him, the Rashi, Mukabehedja, the Mikri so some as little as Shalom Mukomo, Palapsila, Eno Chos, and Ashnichal Art, Afilachi Chaimish and Mikos on the Nair, who Bichlal, the Kalka, the Mokom Zem, the Taka, the Mokom Achem, Filohochi, Chaya, the Tanakama. The Rashi is a different sheet. The kids is a little complicated what he's saying at the end of the mail. Talk about it a little later on, but this is what the Bialacha suggests. He makes two suggestions. one has to be ripped, and you have to have a joint both sides. That's very, very schwer. Very schwer. Well, one second. I don't know. Over here. Over here. Over here. And then he suggests something at the end, he suggests a different vart that phrase it properly. The object itself, you don't care about, you're going to throw it out. Okay, it's not easy to understand. Well, what's he saying at the end? He says, Ram's Lashon is mashma. It's an issue of Mekalkel. Otherwise, you'd be chayiv if you're not making both sides better. He wants to suggest, no. There you throw it out. It's because of hafsid. Chof aguma. Right? It's because of hafsid, even though you're keeping the dirt. But here's different. I don't understand fully what it means.
And therefore you're not talking about
the Mishnah
Mekorah.
Huh?
And
throwing it out. Good. We'll have to go through those details again. Bottom line, he said over here, you sold. If you're not fixing up both sides, maybe it's not considered to be a career. That's what he says. I mean, it's a very long piece, but that's the long and short of it, if you will. That's what he says. We're talking both studs. Based on what? Cutting up Chavez, the Mishkan, Nohu Godarna, Chamoso. We're talking both. According to Rashi, maybe it's a Doraisa Makam Patish. And no, he's the Korea. What is a tikkun miyad? That's what he says. A very big chiddush according to Rashi. If it's an instant tikkun, it's too good to be true. Korea has to come and start off with a negative. It's an instant, immediate positive. Can't be that you would be chayim mishum Korea. Oh.
What's the problem being chayim both?
No, not an intrinsic problem. Intrinsic problem. So now, let's get, forgive me for being so blunt. What about toilet paper? La Maisa, what do you do? You forgot to cut, no tissues, you're in a tough spot. Page Shin Chof. Halicha Shabbos. Says, you know, it's a problem. In the previous page, it says, "Also liklosh chatichas niyar be slil niyar." What's a slil? A roll? They call it slil. They call it glil. There are different Hebrew words, modern words for this roll. Can't take a piece of paper or that. Can't detach it. So he says. As a dimmer furish. Where is he quoted from? A funny place. Mishnah Berurah. Shin Yud Beis Sivkotan Vov. Whoa. That's a funny place. Shin Yud Beis Sivkotan Vov. Let's say over here, Kovad Abriyas, which says to wipe himself, ta-da. That's over here as follows. Last line. But also the Kroah and the Yar B'Shabbos, Kimavu the Kavavim and Shin Mem Sif Yud Gimel, look there in the Mishnah Berurah. Prima got it. You can't cut it off. Can't cut it off. Maisa, the Rabbana, we're not exactly sure. According to the Rambam, he writes over here in Simon Shinchof, excuse me, page Shinchof, excuse me. Also, the Kroah and the Yom Tov Gvil Lishtamishbo, Omishim Korea, Omishim Tikkun Mana, one or the other, it's either this or that. So, just according to the Rambam, Issa Korea, Shiski, Lechoro, Dach, Ladasa, Rambam. Take a look, Shin Mem, Sivkot Mem Aleph. That's our simon. Shin Mem Sivkot Mem Aleph. Right. In Korea, near the Kron, the Kanech, the Satobah, all the Shah is a Tashmish. Chayim is in Korea. Should Korea must attack it because the Kanech is down. So why did Mechaber not say it? Look at Bialoch.
Didn't the Bialoch say that you need to buy it here?
That's correct. No, the Bialoch is you don't have to Amanas lips for. He says Amanas attack is good enough. But he suggests the reason is we're not fixing up both sides.
But you need a
bar
sphere though. Didn't he say that
Rabbanon
or not?
No. If you assume that you need Korea Amanas Litfor, right? Or in the alternative, that you can hold from Kriya Manas Atakein, but this is not a Manas Atakein yet. Then he said, there are Rabbanim only goes there, we'll get to it later, Shalom Manas Atakein, Manas Litfor, if you could be Tofer. That's true, but now we're talking about higher stakes, about the rices over here. He's suggesting it's Korea Manas Atakein, which he holds as Chayev, you don't need Manas Litfor, so Chayev over here as well. Sounds like Chayev. Serious problem. So he says, if it's a Shalom of Doraisa, you can do it, cut it with a Shinui, because of Kavod Abrius. Kavod Abrius is not for the Rabbans. Shinui is the Rabbana. If you hold against the Rambam, he says, there's no Korea. Why no Korea? We explained before, either out the Rebbe is right, it's the old days of paper, today it would no longer be true of the Rebbe. You need Korea Manas Litvor. It's not Manas Litvor over here. The Seva Lichel Shabbos is very much inclined to assume, contra the Mishnah Berurah Halacha, that you need Manas Litvor, but Dafka. Now, be the Rabbanan, if it's can have a Tfira, otherwise, maybe not. Therefore, the Torah tissue would not be the right. It's not Manas Litvor. Yeah.
Why is it like you're picking up both sides? Aren't you picking one side of what you're
doing? You ask a question on the Mishnah Berurah Yesod, or it's how it's being applied? How it's applied. So I don't understand. I said myself, I don't understand. If you need both sides, so what's pshat in the case of Beis HaTzavah? So therefore, Adarav, you only both sides. That's why it's only a Matak and Mana, it's not considered to be Korea. But the Rambam says, it's Korea. He wants to say, Zechaticha Shekoro Mashlicha Ken Bechlala Absidu. Here's not Mekalkel. Lishina Chaticha Shemashlicha Lortz Mekalkel Gomeru. How does it fit what he said earlier? You need both sides. Not sure. Look at it again. Time is running out quickly. I want to make a little some forward progress. Some progress. We haven't gone too far. Rabosai is a very serious problem. Very, very serious problem. Tissues. Rabotai, tissues come in tissue boxes, correct? There are two different kinds. Sometimes you pull out a tissue, no problem. No connection, tissue A, tissue B. Other brands, these little teeny connections. Everyone confirm that what I'm saying is true? Adi, what was that?
The sheep from
brands
are always stuck together.
Sheep from brands? Yeah, there's a from band of tissues, what it says. There's no pictures of women. What's a from band of tissues? Now, what do you mean, from band of tissues? Hamish. Really? The Hamish of brand?
They're building for Shabbos.
The kosher lamps
has
also tissues.
And they're stuck together?
A lot of times.
That's a serious, serious problem. It's ironically, I spent all that extra money by the Hamish of Ram with the OU, not OU, it's trade, with the Satmar Ashkocha, and then they would be Machshel Bi Anisa Daraisa. Page Shin Chof Aleph. Look what he says. Says near tissue test yud shin yud vav hadvukim biyachad mitzadam also the karm b'psichasa. Where you get it from? Maka b'patish and mechatech and korea. You get killed three times. Three potential derises. Aval, he says, we spoke about this already earlier. In my dibuk Eino beguf haniyar, ela shenitzvedu zelzeh belachat hachituch b'chayotzva. Brackets, we saw before. Siba sadibuk berov hachitulim. Very often in those diapers, it's stuck together. On top, so it's stuck together. Before you open it up, it's stuck together. I don't know if these have it or not, if you have it today. My day, they were stuck together often. And lesa psichoso shekvahoya rohada shimush kodem shuhudbach. And the mission back of the patish, Abishim Korebo, then a choshev kedover mechuba lechayim al kriyoso, because we just heat sealed it with the heat when they put it together, it got a little bit attached. I believe that when it comes to tissues, not necessarily true. So these yeshivish tissues or chassidish tissues were made. They made them on a roll, and they went boom, 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 boom every few inches, and they made sure the boom would leave a little bit of a connection. Why they did that? My guess, it's more convenient to package that way. If they sell these separate, it's harder to package. That's my guess. Why would they leave it that way? They could just have the guy slice the thing straight through like the... Should we use the word Kleenex? Shem Yerachem, I got tray for brand. Kleenex. I don't think Kleenex ever tied together. Am I correct?
I don't think so.
Not yeshivish. But come on, you should do it. You want to use the yeshivish brand, I don't see why you should do it. I mean, it's that's what you're in the week, not for Shabbos. Why do you want to give business to Williamsburg? Fine, but on Shabbos, go buy Kleenex. Not stuck together. So, not today, and not, well, there's no Shia tomorrow. Not today. Not tomorrow, not the day after no Shia. Not Sunday, not Monday probably either. Next week, I want to give you a yeshiv, how they allow it in Williamsburg. But so far, he says the Shabbat Daraisa three times over.
What, in Korea, Makabapatish and what?
Korea, Makabapatish and Mechatech. The Moloch of Mechatech we haven't got to yet. Where is it in the Mishnah? It's down the road, no? I don't know if we're going to go in order or not. And Mechatech is connected to these. I have to think about, should we do Mechatech now already because it's relevant to all these things, or should we postpone it? You should be a purist. Go on. You know, I like to be somewhat of a purist, but it doesn't always work. Open the Mishnah. I give them an aleph. Even if you don't know by heart, when my grandchildren memorize the Seder and all. We're up to Tofer and Korea. That's it. Then that's we just are finishing now to Seder Hayirios, right? I mentioned in the summertime we did. The Siddur of the Pas, as it's called, the first one calls the Siddur of the Pas. That's why it says Ofer and not Mevashel. Then is the Seder Hayirios. The first one had 11 Malachas, it's 13 Malachas. Of the 11, we only did some. Well, Bishul's still hanging up there. Now, these 13, we also only did some. But now, before we get to Mechatech, we have a lot of things in between. Sod, Shochet, Mavshit, Moler, Ma'abe, Memachek, Tzinket, the Mechatech. So I don't know, what should we do? I'm not to postpone it. We'll get there. That's my natiya. I mean, we'll have to discuss it a little bit. Comes in a little bit here. We have no choice. But you maskin?
Yeah.
Okay. Almost maskin. We'll try to be going in a certain state, even though it'll be a little bit difficult on some issues. Now we have the following situation, which you had in Camp Morasha. They have these plastic tablecloths that come on a roll and they're stuck together. It's a similar idea. We would never allow them to separate them on Shabbos. We always did it before Shabbos. And if we forgot, Martin, a very nice Eno Yehudi, he knew what to do. Not Tamir Lakim yet. We'll get Tamir Lakim some. But you won't have Shalashudis on plain tables with no tablecloths. It'll be a churban. If you see how messy the tablecloths are at the end of Shalashudis, you know why.
That's enough for this anointing.
Enough? It's more than enough. It's a Tzorah Godel. I'm telling you, that's what I think. So he says over here, Sakiyot nylon, Hamachubarim b'slil, Osta l'tolshem b'shabbos. Can't do it. Tikkun mana. Even though it's a Chibur Kolosh, it's a week, and that's going to come up next week. Kevin Shuma Ake Vashimush. If you don't separate, you can't have tablecloths just so. He's not talking about table, he's talking about. The next thing is Mapos Nylon. It's the next thing. Kedilial. Okay? Maybe it's Mechatech also. Maybe it's Korea, it's like he throws the book at you here as well.
Okay.
Like Poseach based at Tzavar for the very first time. And he suggests later on as Issa Korea as well. That's in Simon Shin Lamed. He's talking there about the diapers. Before you start there's a problem. Because they have this little adhesion on top. If it was that way from the very beginning, not just from heat sealing, it's a problem. It's a problem. Good. At Kana Bosai, part one of today's Shia. Okay, part two now begins the second Bialoch. So today's Bialoch today. So the first, it took us a while to get started. We did okay. We'll need to come back and read the last few lines of this big one, maybe again, but more or less we got it. Now the next Bialoch. The next one. Hania. Einish the Brura. Mashkasavdu bin Psicha Sigaris, Vavorak Tas. What's Psicha Sigaris? A letter. So in the Mishnah Brewery, he said, Abosai, the Kroy Igaris Hamuchtam, Afilin Yizosh, Yishav, Yishbar Osios, Hachasima, Raki Kroy, Nir, Mishav Sviva, Kamkin Osu, the Chuliyama, Piloma the Goy, Yeshizar, maybe it's a Doraisa. Maybe it's a Doraisa.
What
was
the seal on a scroll?
Slowly. See what it means. Pre-Chodesh Yerodea. Right? Pre-Chodesh, we know from Yerodea. What's he doing over here? That got here. Now why? Because there, in Yikuf Yud Ches, I think they're talking there about sealing meat, which Shtei Chasimus, for Kashrut purposes. Now it comes on Shabbos, you want your meat. Where's the beef? The beef, yes. Kosher seal with two seals, Shtecho Somas. Yeah, but I want it now. I want to eat it on Shabbos. See, very nice, it's very cautious with the Hebrew men and Muhajrin with the perfect Chasimus, but you can't eat it on Shabbos. Gvalt. Yisrael Apostle Yeshvichim Chiyub Chatos, the Chuliyama, the Kriyas Aniyaru Mekakal Amrav Tatakein. What's the Tikkun? Tikkun of Mashatok with Tog also. The ticket is, you need the meat. Where's the beef? That's him as a chronos. So the cock, I'm going to ask the taket. Chacham Tzvi says he's wrong. Let a guy do it. What does he hold? The melacha shein a tzrichu legufa. To ain metake in begufa near midi. Tosas Tzadi Dalet, we saw already, says, Talachi Korea Bechamosel the Mirmi Ayimsan Shibesi Potlev Shimon Shibeles Tigun Lugufa Dovar Nikra. The Rabbi Paskin is Yulugufa Shayev. He's a Doraisa. Also, he was Gilulin. Apparently, the Pre-Chodesh is worried about the Rabbi. I don't know, maybe Sfarim will worry about the Rambam. I mean, Ashkenazim may often say, what me worry? I'm not worried about the Rambam. We follow Rav Shimon. Yeah.
This is the same Shaila as opening a bag of chips?
We'll get the chips. Not before the Shabbos. Hold on. Do whatever you do the last Shabbos, do the Shabbos. I'm not. Ubenishvas Adam Klal Choftes Os Beis. Reisi? No. So the chulei am a potter, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the angel of Yisrael. Torah Gavanoso, the shari ahi the korei al chamesa v'chamaso, the kriya gufa hi a tikkun. The kriya itself is a tikkun. Brackets. The bakriya b'shaka chamaso. Right? You're angry. You take out your anger by ripping it. Oh, mirme imse a inche beisa. You want to show your guard? I'm tough. I'm tough. I can rip through this thing. You better watch out for me. Masha Enkin Bizer the Lahaniya Humakal Gomer Fatiganu Mitsad Acher. You can get into get the meat or get into read the letter. So I finish my soda. Says it Belacha. Uva Emes Lobrira Svaroso Svarosakam Siuna. Who says he's right? The Yadua the Ikar Tikun Igeres Shaome Likroso Vitikuna Humashiyucha Likrohenu. Shank Shakoro could have Negroso. Hare Malacha Tzricha Lagufa. You know what this means? An aerogram. Anyone knows what an aerogram is? Who's ever seen an aerogram in his life? You saw it happen. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, we wrote aerograms. Every week we wrote aerograms. Maybe existed in a different form. Where the letter is sealed on itself. You have it now? You open it and you read. Not that you have a letter in an envelope. No, the letter is the envelope. I've seen. I think even today I have such things.
Just fold over the paper.
What?
Just fold over the paper.
Fold over paper and seal at the end.
Kids at camp have those kinds of.
They have camp.
I said kids at camp those kinds of.
Yeah. Kids at camp. You don't have to bother. Good. So that's forget it. That's he thinks is a daraisa. The Chacham Tzvi is wrong, and the Nishmas Adam is wrong. The Chayim a daraisa, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Right there. Oh, in Hecha the Skura, I guess, Besok Niyarach, I can know. Oh, the minute in Redi Nuradin was you put the piece of paper in an envelope. The Vadei HaKorea HaNiyar HaOlyon who became Mekalkal Lepot HaFilei Rabbi Yehuda Shabbos HaNgim and Beis Mekalkal Pot HaFilei Rabbi Yehuda Tzfilei Bekos Yenigu V'chayot HaKem Mutai Degoi B'Makom Tzor HaVishvus V'Shvus. Stop. So far we stop here. We can breathe, at least breathe easy for ourselves. We mostly have envelopes. We don't stop here. We read till the end. Ula, Shimashe Veinu Liel, the previous Philip, ain't Shogun. Plashidas Rashi, Lamanal, Hega du Soser Amanas Livnos, Shalom Komo, Du Mekalgel, Bemokum Zeh, Umetake, Bemokum Acher, Chayab the Rabbi Yehuda. In Cain, Hachinami Bezeh Bechol Gavni Umalokha Doraisa Rabbi Yehuda to Bechal Korea Masatake. I feel over the Gulu Mehesh Lizor. Apparently, it's worried about Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Can I mock it Avram, Simon Shin Zion, Sivkot Mechof, Mitzad El Yisur, Nasev Zichronos. Upi. We come and go near the Torah Golda, Shlokha Beposcha de Goy, the Frat, the Magaris, Menachem, the Sof Nia Acher. Even in the other case, he wants me to make it to a Goy. Certainly, if it's in an envelope, Chatchila, do what the Mishabruah says in the name of the Aguda. You tell the guy, oh, I can't read this. I just can't read it. It's closed. And the guy has to figure out on his own. Then it's okay. Now it's Samuel enough for you now. Don't tell him. Open it. Say, I can't read it. All right. That's going to be a little bit more calm. Now. Is this really true? That's what he says. So, Rabbi Osai, the big question, the $64,000 question, is whether there is a chiyuv only amanas litpar or even amanas litake. So we'll have to get tomorrow when we add it to the long bialoch at the end we'll discuss this. He's machmir in the question. But the simple read is not that way. Take a look at both in the Mishnah. We're supposed to look at the same. What does it say in the Mishnah? Hakorea nu amanas litpar states for this. Sounds like you need dafka. Now, where else do you find an amanas in the Mishnah? Rabbi said, where else is there? Where? Soser does not say amanas livnos. Mokeg amanas livnos. Now, why doesn't it say soser amanas livnos? Don't you require some of livnos? Don't you need that? Tosa asks the question. Tosa says, you really need amanas livnos, but it's no shear. Only reason it has to be as manas litfar and liftov the shtei tfiras and shtei osios. That's what Tosfos says. And Tosfos is wondering, what about mati ni amanas liksher or not? That's the Tosfos. A brief chazara. So from both sides, the poshup shot on the flamen alchemy base by Soser. Not only do you need Tosfos quotes over here, you need Amanas livnos, not stam. What does it say? That's not two words. One word. Bim komo. Remember that? Laman alfred base. Give a look. Quick look. Laman alef amid base. Rav Yossi says, Sos amanas livnos bim komo avi soser. Amanas livnos shalom bim komo lo avi soser. Says the Halichos Shabbos, wait a second. If you need Amanas Litpar, Amanas Livnos, Bedavka, I understand the Machlokes, if it's not from Komo. But if all you need is Amanas Litakein, how can it be that a Binyan Shalom from Komo, not a Tikkun? So this Gemara is Mefurish, he suggests that you need Amanas Litpar, Bedavka. More than that, look at Ayin Ham and Bates. Ayin hey Amid Beis in the Gemara. What's an Ayin Amid Beis? Kosev and Moche, right? Those are parallels where it also says Amanas. What does it say over here? Kosev os achas gedola v'yeshim koma lichtom shtei shtayim potter. Moche os gedola v'yeshim koma lichtom shtayim chayov. Why? Why are you chayiv? I only erased one letter. So if the din is amanas lichtov bedavka, so we then measure by Hilchos Ksiva. You can write two letters. Then you therefore you'd be chayiv. But if it's a matter of tikkun, he doesn't understand why I erased only one letter. I should be chayiv. Whether you can write two or not write two should not be so relevant if it's in that one place. That's just another final suggestion before we have to step over here is the case of two final suggestions. The Gemara Kuf Mem Vav by Chovas and Chosolos, right? There you need that the fact that you are getting to the food is not in itself called the tikkun. I'm allowed to make a whole, I'm allowed to break up the Chosolos and shover the chavis, right? Because I'm breaking those items. I get to the food, it doesn't matter. It's not considered to be a tikkun. Because of Rashi, an ayin gimel amid beis. Ayin gimel amid beis. Why do you need amanas litfar? Rashi says, maybe someone aleph, somewhere in here. Because that's the way it was in the Mishkan. Oh, amanas aleph. Amanas litfar. Yes? Of a Koresh Lam Litvar Lohayim and Mishkan. Doesn't say Tikkun versus Tikkun Kilkun. No, it's not in the Mishkan. Not in the Mishkan. So it's an intrinsic thing. It's nothing to do with Daf Amanas. Not just a question of Tikkun versus Kilkun. Those are his four rayas in the same Lichel Shabbos that he need Amanas Litvar Bedavka. The same two Amanas Lichto Bedavka and Amanas Livnos Bimkomo Bedavka and Amanas even Likshar b'dafka. We'll see that tomorrow. B'kivei closes tosis on that. Likshar is another indication. That's just a matter of kilkul versus tikkun. That's what tosis is talking about. What's the suffix b'chlau? This is what it says. So we have so far this opinion with the various four ayahs.
Which page?
It's in page Shin Samachay. All in page Shin Samachay brings those four ayahs. And of course, I mean, the Bialacha says fakir, so we have to somehow at least try to discuss another possibility. But at first glance, after today is over, we wait till tomorrow, Shia, which is regular time, 1 o'clock. Okay? We'll talk about Chumash tomorrow. Yeah, it's Bimkom Yom Chamishi. Okay, so after we'll have Chumash tomorrow. So, but we'll start with the Bir Halachas and see what they say about this important matter. Good. Stop here. I probably not saying a Shia here.
Oh, here.
That's
true.
No, I'm saying Shia here. But Shepherd's a ghost off, so I can't say the ghost
off.
Okay. Yeah, Bezner, I'm sure. You pick up a couple of guys in the hall. You know, always guys are floating here in this issue. A minion here is really not hard to get.
Yes. Why isn't the number like the logos that are shown up all around it and function cluster because it
Lulals, you mean? Like the.
Those are like we have where the holes are sewn around. The hole on the back, like the hole with the buttonhole.
Yeah, that we thought was more of the holiday as we saw.
Right.
You want to know why?
The zipper like that. Why is there any discussion about Asher and the zipper?
I guess they don't view the zipper in that fashion. Obviously.
Why not? It's like each piece is built to hold the other piece and come in and come out.
So they're still here?
Sorry, Jacob.
You better give it to me. I think it's you, Zach. Zach is not here.
Should I turn it off?
You better. If you know how to turn it off, I recommend it.
Go like that. It says off there.
Okay. What is off? This is my next.